you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 here in the Central Time Zone, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. How, when, where, under, in, whomever, whatever, wherever you are reaching us, or listening to us, granting us some of your brain time. We appreciate the crap out of it. We're going to be here on this lovely Faithless Friday in the panhandle.
Ah, yeah.
Of Florida. Crab diving. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thank you for the reach around, Pensacola.
Pensacola's doing reach arounds?
Oh, yes. You didn't get the memo?
No.
You little son of a bitch. Cocksucker.
Is that Mel Gibson?
It's Paula Page.
Oh, Paula Page.
They're frequently confused, I understand.
What a great game, Paula Page or Mel Gibson. Right. Both fucking assholes. Oh my God.
Thanks for hanging out with us, ladies and gentlemen and others. Tweet us during the show if you like. You can communicate with us live if it's, Friday the 16th of December. And you're listening to us live, tweet us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over on our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving and participate over there. A community of 11,000 plus growing.
Oh, yes.
Rapidly by the day. You can hang out with some fun, angry occasionally mean liberals.
Jeez, man. What's up with this Scott Baio shit, by the way? Some tweet on our Twitter is going crazy about Scott fucking Baio.
Yeah, it was about that they can't. Or it was Garth Brooks dropping out.
Oh, yes. The inauguration festivities.
Even though he was kind of never officially signed up.
It's not like he bailed.
Right. It's not like he bailed.
Right.
When somebody commented on our Facebook page, it's like, well, if he backed out after having said that he was going to do it, that's not good either. But I don't believe that he ever was officially there. I think somebody asked him if he would do it if he was asked.
Right.
And he said, well, I guess if you're asked, you serve and things like that. So he didn't say, it wasn't a resounding, oh God, I can't wait.
Right.
But it also wasn't, fuck no.
This has really got to burn Trump's ass, because you got to figure, I mean, he's probably always thought of himself as a socialite, someone popular with rich and powerful friends.
Or wants to be.
Yes.
I'm not even sure that, doesn't it seem like he just goes home and sits home and watches TV?
Yes.
Like he doesn't... Who are his friends? Who are Donald's friends?
Nobody.
We don't know.
Well,
because I don't think he has any.
He might have had some fancy friends before he got all right wingy.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, I don't think this presidential election has done himself any favors.
Right.
What a fucking dick.
Even Kanye is busy.
Even Kanye's
busy. Of course, Kanye is,
he's nuts.
Kanye still may have the hospital band on his arm.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty fresh out of having a little episode, and we hope he's doing well.
And he's leaving his Kardashian wife.
Wait, is he?
I believe so. I believe he's leaving whoever the fuck he's married to, Kim. Kim Kardashian. I believe they're splitting, and Kanye, and that is why Kanye reached out to Donald Trump, because according to certain shock jocks, hate casters, we might call them Alex Jones, they are suggesting
false flag
that Kanye is trying to crawl, make his way out from under the Illuminati. He's trying to escape the Illuminati, and he's doing through Donald Trump.
I may have that clip later on, ladies and gentlemen. We may get to listen to that. Kanye and Kim are still together despite rumors of marriage troubles.
Oh, shit. Okay, fake news. I'm fake
news.
Well,
no, it says there's been rumors, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is 6 hours ago from The Sun.
Oh, yes.
In the UK. And we all know that's very reputable. They probably busted into somebody's voicemails and confirmed that.
Is that Courtney Stodden, Inc., The Sun?
Daily Mail.
Oh, that's the Daily Mail.
Yeah, they
is that trashier?
They love them some Courtney Stodden.
Hello.
Well, none of them are real.
Why are the British so trashy?
They love their trashy tabloids. But
I thought they were posh.
They don't take them literally.
Oh, yeah.
They don't elect
the dirt bags that are found in their trashy rags as president like we do.
You know, the STD for the planet that is Breitbart is spreading.
Yes.
In a couple of different countries.
What?
And yeah, they're expanding. Mm. And I think it was Britain warned another country about them. Like the British were like, you got to be careful, these guys. They look what they did to the States. They've done, I guess they have a Breitbart UK.
Right.
And it's the same kind of bullshit. So I think it was somebody, you know, higher up in the Brits. If I got the story right, I'm trying, you know, my foggy memory. I don't have it in front of me, but
it's good enough for me. I like it.
Somebody, you know.
I love this.
Here, we're fake news. So if I
can... Oh, yes. Fuck everyone, by the way. Figuratively.
Don't forget.
Buy shit on Amazon. Is that what you're about to say?
I was. Yeah,
fuck. Okay, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Visit our portal. Whatever you buy, your friends and relatives, whomsoever, we get a piece of whatever you spend, and it doesn't cost you a dick, right?
Correct. Or a vagina.
We are equal.
You rat bastards.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Glenn Beck. It's Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit later in the show, we'll let our atheism hang out a little bit more. Although,
ooh, yes,
as we've been saying, it's kind of hard to not tend to the more secular stories and everything because we're being taken over by Christo loons.
We surely are. And God, how sad were you getting? Sad. This is really sad when you're watching that Barack Hussein Obama news conference.
Yeah,
his last press conference.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Oh God, how depressing, man.
I was thinking earlier. Doesn't matter. I was taking a piss. I don't know why I had to share that with everyone. But
I paint a picture. All right.
It was right
my
after.
My cock was in my hand.
It was right after the. Oh, that's why. Okay. It was right after the press conference, and I was thinking, how does anybody justify not or saying that they're not classy, that the Obamas are not classy?
I don't fucking know,
classless,
man.
Unless
you're just
a fucking hood wearing, goose stepping racist scumbag.
Right. If you're the Grand Kegel, you don't like him.
And
if you're a normal human being, you got to respect the guy.
Right. I don't. Yeah. And to say classy, I mean, you could disagree with his policies, you could disagree with. I think Ronald Reagan was the worst president possibly of the 20th century.
I was about to say, what about Bush, but different century.
Yeah, I'm not going to say he's. I'm not going to say he was classless or that he was, you know, anything like that. The only reason you could think that the Obamas are classless is if you're fucking racist.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, I just watched the guy. I don't. How long was that fucking press conference?
An hour 20, like a
Dude,
record.
I watched a guy for an hour and 20 minutes effortlessly, fuck me, take the moral high ground every time on every question.
Well, yeah,
not once he could have.
What a difference it's going to be.
He wasn't spiteful.
Not that Orrin Shitler will ever do a press conference, but what a difference it's going to be. Because, like you said, he actually speaks slowly and thoughtfully and knows that every goddamn fucking syllable out of his mouth is news and can affect the whole fucking planet.
Jesus. I tell you, if you watch how he handled that person that passed out or what the fuck ever during the press conference.
Right. Well, somebody, they, you know, is jam-packed. It's his, it might not be his last, but it's his last of 2016 press conference. And it was so jam packed in there. I guess one of the reporters got a little verklempt and passed out twice. They said one of the other reporters said she kind of fainted twice when they were getting ready to carry her out of there. So
and Barack Hussein Obama just stood there. He acted like a normal person. He's called the doctor over. Blah blah blah. My point is,
get her out.
Imagine Trump.
Get her out.
Or he would make a joke. He would make some stupid joke. Oh, maybe she had one too many at the buffet.
Must have been a Hillary supporter.
Oh, yeah. He's going to say something sexist, racist, stupid that will dominate the news for the next 2 days.
I understand my presence is so intimidating.
God. I actually saw wrinkles on Barack Hussein Obama's forehead like form out of nowhere. When he started to explain the Taiwan-China thing, he looked pained. He looked pained about the questions he had to answer about what this loon has done.
He's just tired. I think he can't.
Oh, my fucking God.
I think he can't fucking wait for January 20th,
even though the fuck out of here.
The country is boned in the pooper.
We are boned.
Without permission.
With nothing.
Or safe words.
No safe words were used.
We're screwed. I think he can't wait to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. You ask him about his legacy. Now it's got to be, you know what? You take my legacy, shove it up your ass. I'm going to Disney World. I need a break. I need a fucking vacation. Fuck this.
I'm hoping he's just going to be a giant burr in the taint to Trump for the next 4 years.
But you could see why he might want to just say, fuck everyone. I mean, my God, look at the wall of racism this man faces. He ran out that poll. He's at 30%. What 37% of Trump supporters. God, what poll did he cite? Don't like him or they're talking, I don't know. Talking about how most of...
Support Putin.
Oh, support Putin. That's right. Support Putin. Have a high approval rating of Putin. I'll check it.
No, go ahead.
I got it. No worries. That's my point.
Yeah, one of the things that he cited was that there's a poll done. In fact, I've got a couple of polls here that we're here in the Pensacola studio, and there are not one, not two, but three four-legged friends running around. One is Kate, you know, our intern. Another one is a little schnauzer by the name of Zoe, who's hanging out in the window. And then a monstrous, giant coonhound / ridgeback, right? That's what he is?
And he's gay.
Named Sonny, who's blind.
I mean, he's blind. I'm sorry.
Sonny is sighting challenged or whatever.
Yeah.
And... But Sonny, before his sight went, was a profound food thief.
Oh, yes.
Who, when he stands on his back legs, is as tall as us. A giant dog.
Oh, yeah.
And has had some health problems, sadly. But he's still...
Healthy enough right now to get up on the goddamn stone.
Yeah, he gets around really, really well for a blind dog. And
I will have a tray of cinnamon rolls.
Right. And he still manages to try to steal shit. So we just heard a sound in the kitchen. Was that what?
That was
him?
Kate. That was Kate fucking around in
there.
Oh,
that was Kate.
She's okay. She's not in anything.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines this Friday.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving East Tower. Damn it. Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, December 16th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are the fucking headlines.
bookie.
Over.
These are the fucking headlines. Fuck you.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
It's fake.
Huffington Post.
Eat my dick, boy.
FBI, this is a big story because, you know, the FBI has been accused of being, of leaning orange for the whole election thing.
They've got Cheeto dust all over their fingers.
The timing of Comey releasing sending that letter about, oh, we're looking back into the emails and shit, et cetera, et cetera. But now the big headline today is that the FBI has the CIA and all these other agencies shared their info and evidence with the FBI. And now the headline says FBI finally agrees Russia hacked to help Trump win. So now even the FBI.
But Schittler does not see it that way.
Is saying that we've seen the evidence. And God damn it, all throughout like our some of our Facebook, the idiot trolls, and especially Twitter, which is just, you know,
vile.
Just a dead hyena's anus of a place to hang out.
An orgy.
Follow us on Twitter.
An orgy of fuck sticks.
Right.
They are.
And they're like, oh, you know, they're Putin taint lickers. I mean, this is all that's going on.
They really are.
And Obama. What?
I just like everyone. How the fuck is everyone on Russia's side? At least everyone in the Trump camp.
Because they're scumbag Putin lickers.
Is this how much they hated having a black president?
Oh, some of them, sure, yeah.
Damn.
Absolutely.
Think about that. That's some racism for you. Shit.
So the story says that U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies now agree that Russia hacked the DNC emails with the intention of tipping the election to help President-elect...
Oh, my God.
Donald Trump.
Yay. Hey, by the way, I just want to take a second to thank everybody that fucking voted for him. Good job.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Are you happy with your choice?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God. Based on what?
These are the people that are responding to us that are like, oh, it's you demtards just won't concede the election.
Jesus.
And I've even said, we don't think it's going to go to Hillary. It just won't. It's just not going to go to Hillary. We don't have that delusion, but we're a little concerned about vodka flavored jizz all over our electoral process.
Now that's a product.
What?
Vodka flavored jizz, please.
Would it be vodka infused jizz or jizz infused vodka?
Hello, sharks. I'm looking for investment in my business. It's insane. It's stupid. It's fucking depressing. It really is.
So the FBI had previously said that it wasn't sure of the motive behind the cyber attack, but now it agrees with the CIA's assessment that Moscow intended to boost Trump's chance of winning.
Well, well, well. Who gives a fuck? He's elected anyway. God, it's so frustrating. I can see how this shit can make you cynical.
After 2+ years of doing the show.
Yeah. I mean,
now you're getting cynical.
So this is so bad, though.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
It's fuckwaddish.
I mean,
it's pretty horrible.
At the very least, I would think our president-elect should say, oh, shit, man, that's disturbing. Who cares? Let's look at it. We got to figure out what's going on. He's like, nah, it's not happening. I don't believe it.
Yeah, not so much. Yeah. It's not. Not so much. In fact, this morning, he took to his official press, Twitter, and tweeted out, are we talking about the same cyber attack where it was revealed that head of the DNC illegally gave Hillary the questions to the debate? Like, what does that mean?
That means he thought it was a good thing.
He's defending WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same cyber attack where it was revealed? Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. So
he's not seeing it as Russia spying on us.
No, we should thank them.
Right. Well,
we should be filleting Vladimir.
They were offering up constructive criticism.
Right. Oh, here we go. Join me in Mobile, Alabama tomorrow at 3 p.m.
Well, I got a show tomorrow night.
Hashtag thank you tour.
I got a show tomorrow night in Mobile, Alabama. The Blind Mule.
Might be a little trafficky.
Oh, shit, man.
I wonder where Trump's going to be.
I'm opening for him. Yeah. I sold out.
Apparently, tickets are still available.
Oh, I bet they are.
Hard
God
to believe.
Damn it.
If Russia, this is the previous tweet, if Russia or some other entity was hacking, why did the White House, oh, this is such bullshit. Why did the White House wait so long to act? Why did they only complain after Hillary lost? Now, followed by an avalanche of clips, quotes, news stories, etc. Do you remember Obama gave a news conference and he said, look, we're going to look into this. We might have to retaliate. Where the fuck was everybody when that happened? What part did you miss? Hillary Clinton, during the debates, said, we should be very concerned about this evidence that's piling up about possible Russian interference in our elections. Where was Trump when he, well, it was during the debate, so he was probably.
Who knows what he was
doing.
Oh,
look, there's a squirrel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's adjusting his cuffs. He's thinking of his next little quip. I mean, she's all but jumping up and down and screaming.
Right. And then right before that, of course, he has to take a little swing at the media, doing what the evil media does, which is just play his quotes. Media tries so hard to make my move to the White House as it pertains to my business so complex when it actually isn't.
Well, yeah, he's right. It isn't complex if he's not going to divest himself of any of his business ventures.
It's very easy because I'm not doing shit.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I'm just appointing my nasty, gross, fucking rich fucking friends to my cabinet.
Right.
You're right. It is very simple and predictable.
Mobile, Alabama, by the way, he's going to be at the Ladd Peebles Stadium.
I will be at Ladd Peebles. What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking stadium in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile. Meet me at the Ladd Peebles, motherfucker. It's probably some big famous venue.
They're going to have shuttle parking.
Oh, yes.
A whole bunch of different places. So.
Oh, by the way, I was doing a show last night at a bar in a bowling alley, and during the show, they just left the local news on, let it run in the bar while the comedy was going, and I noticed Governor Bentley of Alabama is in the news for some fucking reason. His mug showed up, and they didn't have the closed captioning on. I'm like, God damn, what the fuck is that guy up to? Because that's the guy who... He told his staffer that he wanted to lay his hands upon her breasts.
I love rubbing your breasts. Something like that.
Then he forgot his fucking wallet.
Bentley will not release documents given to the impeachment probe. Governor Robert Bentley's, Alabama. Governor Robert Bentley's office is not releasing a set of documents it turned over to an impeachment committee.
Hand release.
A spokesman said Thursday the materials will not be made public. We're not letting that out right now.
What a shock. Alabama ain't going to tell the people what the fuck it's doing because fuck you.
The governor's office, they're using some letter.
Oh, yes.
That says they don't have to release it or something like that.
Fuck you. That's what they're saying.
23 lawmakers in Alabama signed impeachment articles against Bentley after he was accused of having an affair with a top staffer.
Yeah.
The governor has admitted to inappropriate remarks. I admit to some inappropriate remarks.
Damn, governor, we played some of those remarks on crab diving and they were fucked up.
And behavior, but swears that no Bentley fluids were released upon this woman or near this woman.
What fluids coming out of him?
He said, I did not have a sexual affair.
Jeez. I don't mean to be a dick, Governor Bentley, but I'm kind of shocked that you do have this going on because... He's like a piece of peanut brittle. You're so dry looking.
Ashy?
Yeah, he just looks like his days of being promiscuous may have passed.
Like 40 years ago.
I can't picture him saying,
he's quite
we've heard
the Lothario.
I want to lay my hands upon your breasts. So he didn't say it like that.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
I love the feel of your breasts.
God, how people like in Alabama can make the word breast come out to like 18 syllables. Breasts. Yeah.
And then 18 syllable words are one syllable.
Fuck you. Right.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that the FBI is now on board saying, yes, they were hacked. Yes, it was Russia.
Yes.
And that's it. And yeah. Yes, they were doing it to help the orange dude from New York.
You know, it makes sense, though, that he is not, that Trump isn't saying that he thinks it's Russia as well, because it takes him a little time to come around to the right side of an issue. For instance, didn't he believe Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya for a long, long, long time?
Mm.
And only recently he came around to say that maybe that isn't the case.
Oh, however.
We're fucked. He's a fucking birther.
That's how he became political for the most part. I mean, always talked about it, but he really...
That's what he's known for.
Came into his own, yeah.
And now he's going to say he's not a birther. So either...
He had that press conference and he was like, yeah, okay, he's American, okay. That's basically the vibe.
God damn. The thing is with these Trump types, it's like they'll say shit and you're like, they must be lying. But if they're not lying and they're being honest, that's disgusting. But if they are lying, it's still fucking disgusting. There's no good angle.
Right.
There's nothing good about him.
There's nothing good about this. In that, we do have news, though.
Oh, yes.
Because Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio is in the news.
Okay, yeah.
One of Trump's little birther clingers,
his little reach around friend,
who has allegedly had, you know, all these investigators.
Oh, yes.
They went down to Hawaii and examined that birth certificate. And just today, Ryan, breaking news.
This just in.
Let's see if we have an actual.
What's going on with Jack Me Off Joe Arpaio?
I mean, he. Unless
Jack and Joe,
unless Orrin Shitler finds a job for him, he's out of a job because the people of Maricopa County finally woke the fuck up,
right,
and kicked his saggy old white ass to the curb.
If Jack and Joe is not going to check the papers of these brown people in Arizona, then who is going to?
Right. He did a press conference. Here we go.
What the real story and evidence is all about regarding this fake birth certificate.
I love this music, by the way. Did you do this?
No, this is, it pisses me off. This
you
is
don't
over
like
at,
it?
No, I just want to hear the,
yeah.
I just want to hear the convo. I don't want to hear
it's like it's
somebody
almost,
else's
they're
music.
Making his words rhythmic and more interesting.
Right, they should just let his assholery flower.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened is there was a presentation. There was a brief notification to the media.
Okay.
And yesterday afternoon, Maricopa County Sheriff Joe, it said this notification came out that said Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio would present the newest revelations.
Revelations. What did he uncover?
On an investigation into President Obama's birth certificate.
Fuck you. That is not true.
At 4 p.m. sharp, Arpaio and a member of his sheriff's office cold case posse.
What? I got the cold case posse out front.
His cold case posse.
We're going to tell you. He thinks... He's got evidence showing that Barack Hussein Obama, his presidency, is illegitimate.
Did you say pussy?
Yeah.
We
got that cold case pussy. Fuck him.
At 4 p.m. sharp, Arpaio and his cold case posse buddy.
Cold case pussy.
They announced that the 5-year investigation
okay.
had, quote, proved... not proven, proved.
Oh yeah, sure.
That Obama's birth certificate from Hawaii in 1961 is a fake.
Is it fake? Is it really?
They followed up with a presentation, yeah. A video presentation,
right.
Titled 9 points of forgery.
Yes.
And they pointed to the angles of date stamps,
oh,
typed,
yes,
in letters and words. So they went over every single typewriter strike, every single date, everything. And they're like, it's obviously a fake. Look at the angle here. It doesn't match the angle here. This, that, this, that.
I mean, did they pay to have an expert look at this shit? Some crackpot?
Somebody had to. It better not be the fucking taxpayers. That's for sure. Although,
I know. Oh,
it's his cold case pussy.
Oh, yeah. Cold case pussy. Posse. Look into that. And by the way, they're funded by tax dollars.
That's some gigantic bullshit if that's the case.
Did the cold case pussy, did they look at it and did they address the crease in the birth certificate?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been part of it. That's old news, Ryan.
One of my brothers, one time years ago, we were having a discussion of whether or not Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya. And well, I have one brother that really likes conspiracy theories. And he says that is the one thing about the whole thing that bothers him. That there's a crease in the birth certificate. Cold case pussy.
According to the latest theory,
fuck you.
The faux birth certificate that Barack Hussein,
God damn
Obama,
it.
AKA Barry Sotero, that he presented to the public, they say, was created after copying and pasting information from the legitimate birth certificate of a woman born in Hawaii.
Oh, wait a second.
A woman. So they even, why wouldn't they find a man so you don't have to fix the M and F?
Fuck you. Do not dispute the findings of cold case pussy.
Why would you fake a woman's?
To fucking make him, not only is he from Africa, my God, he's a woman.
Oh, he's transgender.
He's black, African, and a woman.
He's transgendered.
Oh, he's trans.
They stapled a dick onto him when he was a baby.
The Secret Service better check his cock before he goes in the bathroom.
The audience, according to USA Today,
the
conference, was mostly older supporters, many of whom clapped their hands and nodded their heads at various points of the event. It's like a fucking revival. It's like Jim Baker show. Oh, yes. Oh, Colin McKenyon again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is Cold Case Pussy the house band?
Good God. Mike Zullo,
yes,
a member of the posse.
Oh, of Cold Case Pussy.
Talked through most of the conference and... But this went on for 50 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Walked the audience through what he claims is irrefutable proof that the birth certificate was forged.
Well, okay, so what's the process? Now we know Cold Case Pussy has came back with their findings. Now we know Barack Hussein Obama was for sure born in Africa. Now what do we do? Where does Cold Case Pussy go with this information? To the Attorney General? Can we have Barack Hussein Obama arrested?
I don't know. Maybe Trump is going to do that.
They got to arrest him.
Trump and Arpaio are big buds. So maybe Trump is going to be like, I've ordered a special prosecutor to look into this birth certificate.
God, I almost, you know, sometimes.
And, I mean, you really want to see the hellfire from the nation if he tries to arrest a Hillary or Obama, if he continues his birther shit, that's when Trump Tower would burn.
Right.
I just can't imagine.
But what about
the cities?
Pussy?
The cities not going up in flames.
The very fact that Cold Case Pussy exists with Joe Arpaio is, I mean, it's lunacy. It's racism. What they exist? My God. Good God. And a 50-minute press conference, no less, where some lunatic walks a bunch of old people as to why they make their case for Barack Hussein Obama being Kenyan. That's crazy.
Trump, who was the Republican nominee at the time, finally after pressure in September was like, okay, fine, he was born in America, I don't care.
Jeez.
How
can he go against Cold
Case
Pussy?
He was Sorry. And you know he was lying.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he was lying.
Obama responded, and when he was speaking to the Congressional Black Caucus, he said, "I don't know about you guys, but I'm so relieved the whole birther thing is over."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, ISIL, North Korea, poverty, climate change, none of those things weighed on my mind like the validity of my birth certificate.
That's hilarious. That pisses them off, though. They don't like that.
Well, it's bullshit. I mean, it's an obvious attempt to put an asterisk next to the first Negro president.
I mean, Joe Arpaio, what a piece of fucking shit he is. I mean, really.
Arpaio's office started their birther investigations in August of 2011.
What a bunch of fucking simpletons.
Months after the White House website posted an image of the birth certificate. Which is ridiculous. I kind of don't recall any other president having to show their birth certificate.
Well, they weren't black, all right?
That's right.
Fuck you. I see, you know, the thing is, this is how these racists think. Barack Hussein Obama was elected president, and they're like, all right, the least we can do is check his birth certificate just to be sure. And they feel like that's not racist, I think. I don't know.
Well, that's what they're claiming. That's this guy, even from the posse, is claiming that he initially got into the investigation to clear the president of these silly charges, but that's not the case.
Fuck you.
Lying sack of shit.
Oh, my God.
So
stupid.
The probe was led in 2011 by the sheriff's office cold case posse, a nonprofit arm of the office made up of retired volunteers. So it's these old white hairs in fucking Maricopa County.
They're volunteering.
Yeah. We're going to get to the bottom of that birth certificate.
Are there homeless people that you could be feeding? Is that you want to volunteer for something? To me, it's almost worse that they're volunteering and it's not tax dollars. Because that makes me sad. Like, do they think they're giving back to the community by participating in this cold case posse?
Oh, sure. Like that asshole who showed up at Comet Ping Pong to shoot up some pedophiles. Oh,
yeah. God, you guys are steeped in such mental illness. I don't even know how we're supposed to think about you. I mean, part of me thinks the cold case posse should be rounded up and put in a camp because they're so stupid. They're so stupid. You're volunteering for this? You fucking losers. It's fake. It's fake. It's not real.
So it's just...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please fuck off. oh, man.
This guy, Zulo, who's part of the posse...
Boy. Fucking idiot.
...says that his task... he was also part of... one of the key figures in what's known as the Seattle operation, a pet project of the sheriff's that became, good God, it's like,
Seattle.
Yeah. How's the progress on that Seattle operation?
So they've got a Seattle office of cold case pussy in Seattle too. They've got a branch or something.
This had something to do with something else. I think with his contempt of court hearings.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't know exactly what that is. I guess I'd have to look up this whole Seattle.
When is Sheriff Joe Arpaio? When does he do sheriffing shit? When is he a fucking sheriff?
Well, what is he doing? He's not doing anything. He walks around and gets to poke all of his brown prisoners with a stick every once in a while in his outdoor gulag. Remember?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the guy who keeps prisoners in
pink
in tents.
Yeah.
Because he has so many people that he throws in jail.
Right.
That he puts them in tents in the Arizona summer and they filed like human rights violations against
him. Didn't Bernie see these tents and get all fucking pissed off?
Bernie's Mrs. Bernie, I believe it was, went to tour them.
Shit. God damn it. I just got depressed again. I didn't mean to. I just got depressed again because I just thought, God, imagine if Bernie was elected and his wife was the first lady. What was her issue was going to be children that were in the foster system. I think that was going to be her project.
Yeah,
I think. Melania Trump, future FLOTUS, is going to look into cyberbullying.
Sure. Only against her.
But what about her husband?
Donald, yeah.
Her husband's the biggest cyberbully on the planet. Oh, it's so stupid.
I don't think poor people should be able to criticize the rich. We're so much better than them.
Oh, my God. It just sucks. Now Joe Arpaio has a voice.
So the Seattle operation says that this one guy was to keep an eye on a computer programmer named Dennis Montgomery, who told Arpaio he could prove the federal government had hacked into the bank accounts of thousands of Maricopa County residents. What?
To do what?
It's some bullshit conspiracy theory.
Oh, my God.
It's another one. So Joe Arpaio, who probably lays awake at night, goes to bed to the mellifluous tones of Alex Jones, apparently.
Squirting to Alex Jones.
And spending taxpayer money and time on these ridiculous moronic theories.
Since 2011.
I'll bet he's got a task force heading to Washington to order pizza.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
And hope they get some baby poon.
Oh, my God. It's since 2011, they've been looking into this birther thing, and they haven't found anything. What minds? I just don't understand, like, this group of people, this task force, this dream team.
Oh, boy.
I want to know who it comprises of. Who's it comprised of?
It's all old retired people, we said.
Oh, yeah. But there's no great intellectuals. Is there anybody like that went to Harvard? Anybody from MIT?
Well, maybe. I mean,
motherfucker, even when you watch some...
They're all, you know, there's dementia and stuff. Maybe there could be a...
I just don't understand what they're, yeah,
there
what
could
they're
be
looking
some Rhodes
for.
Scholars who just have kind of faded.
And the only thing they can really do is get a giant magnifying glass and pour over a fucking birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Looking for irregularities in the font.
God, do you think that's the headline over at the Drudge Report? Let's check.
Shit, who fucking knows?
Over at the Drudge Report.
Hey, man.
To see how the other half doesn't think.
Eat my dick.
A really bad picture of Obama in his... Oh, you know what it is? It's his upset, concerned face when that woman passed out.
He did great.
And they screen capped that.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's looking...
presidential?
Yeah. He looks really tired.
Oh yeah, man. He's got to feel like shit. And I bet Hillary losing was just like that must have taken something out of him, right? To see Trump.
He's got to pass the baton
to
Donald J. Trump.
A fucking racist. A fucking racist.
So, it leads to the Drudge headline is a, like I said, a photograph of POTUS. And it says, Merry Christmas.
Oh, shit. That's not funny,
man.
That's
a really bad picture of him.
That's not funny.
But
Merry
then it
Christmas.
Leads to a Washington Post story, which I'm surprised they're linking to the Washington Post. That's that's the evil rag that is really trying to pull back the curtains on Trump.
So it must be bad.
President Obama said Friday that the administration did not ascribe motives to Russia's alleged meddling. Ahead of the campaign, ahead of the election day, because he didn't want to be seen as influencing the outcome in the favor of Hillary Clinton. So
right.
Mitch McConnell's threat, basically. Mitch McConnell said, if you publicize this or you talk about it, the motives. Now, they did say that they were infiltrating, right?
Right.
Obama did come out and say, look, we got to keep an eye on these, on what's going on with these hacks and everything,
right.
And the release of the information only from the DNC. But he didn't say they're trying to elect Trump.
But he probably believed it.
They knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that CIA report was.
Yeah.
And
but he didn't come out and
so
say
he
it.
Said he didn't want to be seen as trying to influence in favor of Hillary, because that's the first thing those Republicans would have done.
Absolutely.
Is said, oh, he's just saying that to try to give it to Hillary.
Should he have told us anyway?
He did.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of.
Well, he did. Sorry, I was putting the dog in her seat in her
Are
bed.
You comfortable over there, buddy?
She was trying to jump up. She doesn't have room, so she was going to hit her head on the
probably
table.
Probably smell ham.
So Obama said that we did not, and the reason we did not was because of this hyper-partisan atmosphere. At a time when my primary concern was making sure that the integrity of the election process was not in any way damaged, at a time when anything that was said by me or anybody in the White House would immediately be seen through a partisan lens.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to make sure that everybody understood we were playing this thing straight. We weren't trying to take advantage or trying to advantage one side or the other. He says, imagine if we had done the opposite. It would have immediately become just one more political scrum.
Right. It would have turned into something.
Right. And it would have been distressed. Like it is now, though. These fuckers are still.
Yeah.
These borderline treasonous ass wipes.
Yeah, yeah.
Are still poo-pooing. Oh, that's not.
I get Obama's decision, though. That makes sense. Doesn't that make sense to you?
I guess, yeah.
I get it. I mean, I don't know what. Yeah. God, it just sucks.
Because that's one of the things that Trumpy has been saying is, well, why didn't they say something?
Because of people like you.
Well, they did.
Dad. Yeah.
But they didn't specifically say that he was doing it to help right. you orange fuck.
We could infer it.
Stubby-fingered vulgarian. Wasn't it that what they called him or something?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the point, right? I mean, did we really need the White House to come out and say Russia wants Putin to win? I mean, Russia wants Trump to win. Right. Jeez, oops.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you. Yeah. What a mess.
But that's kind of, I don't know. I think that's a good story. I think that's, like you said, it shows that he actually gave a shit to not want to try to influence the election.
Right. And by the way, that's an example of a president thinking shit out and then making an informed decision based on reasoning.
Say goodbye to that.
Yeah, that's out the window, baby.
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You know, you said something earlier.
Wistful. We're going to be wistful.
Oh, I know, dude.
Yeah, go
ahead. No shit. Well, this speaks to what you said earlier. You said Ronald Reagan was the worst president in the 19th century.
20th you century. I would have gotten this.
Why the fuck is it wrong, though? Why is it wrong? God, I hate that. Why is it not the 19th century? It started with
the year one, you're in the first century.
But I'm referring to it.
But 0 to 100 is the first century.
Oh, God, that's so fucking stupid. Should be 19th because you said Ronald Reagan was the worst president in the 20th century.
I said maybe.
I said, what about Bush? And then you're like, that's a different century. And then I thought about it. You know what's an easy contest so far? Who the best president of the 21st century is so far? Who is it? Who would you pick?
Well, there's only two to choose from.
Right.
So.
But in 2 years.
And I have a feeling the incoming.
Well, and in 2 years, it's going to be hard to pick a number two.
Well, there's a bunch of...
Who's worse?
Did you see there's a bunch of memes already with the George Bush giving the thumbs up? And he
loves it.
He can't wait because he'll no longer be the worst president in history.
This is how fucked up Donald is. Donald Trump could be so chaotic. His presidency could be so fucked up. He really is going to make people forget that George Bush happened, that W happened. And I'm talking about the Iraq War and 9/11. I mean, he's going to wipe out that.
Yeah.
I mean, not really. That's kind of a shitty thing to say. Whatever. But you know what I mean? Like, God, who's going to end up being the worst president? I mean, I hope it's Bush.
Well, Trump may not get that far. I mean, this might be a big scam by the GOP to, solidify, make sure that he gets.
Yeah.
He gets voted upon by the Electoral College on Monday, and then that there's not much they could do to stop it, but then they may start flipping, because there's already in Congress, they're trying to pass laws that he has to divest himself. He just has to sell everything.
Yeah.
He has to divest himself. They're also...
This is fucked up.
Yeah, and...
That thing in Turkey that just happened, the dude...
Erdogan?
Yeah, Erdogan, with the guy that he worked with that's developing the building that's leasing his name.
Oh, yeah, 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 that. Yeah.
Shit like that.
He mentioned that's the guy that got arrested, right? Yes. Trump talked to Erdogan after he won, and he's like, I love Turkey. It's my favorite dish. I mean, it's my favorite country. And he allegedly during the conversation, he talked about the project that he's got going, these Trump Towers, and he mentioned the dude, the guy's name,
right,
who he's working with.
He's so fucking chatty.
And then, miraculously now, on trumped up charges, Erdogan snatched that guy off the streets.
Fuck it.
And is charging him with, you know, these terroristic or having ties to that coup. Which is kind of convenient that everybody Erdogan doesn't like these days.
Oh, jeez.
Including these purges they've had of university professors and jailing of university professors. It's all, oh, you took part in that treasonous coup.
Right.
So we're going to put you away. So now they say there's little evidence. Independent, you know, observers say there's like no evidence against this guy. They think Erdogan is just trying to grab Trump by the short curlies and say, look, we want that guy released because Erdogan wants some cleric who's here in the United States who he blames this coup on. He wants that guy extradited. And the United States is like, nah, we're not going to do that.
And more importantly, he might, you know, how are we supposed to be, God, I'm laughing, the moral police on the planet? Oof. You're right. What I'm saying is going to be stupid. It's like, why we can't have the moral high ground on this coup now because the U.S. can't come out against it the way it normally would because somebody's turning the screws on our president.
All right.
It's fucked up.
And this is money.
Oh, yeah.
Trump won't be able to make money. They're going to shut down the Trump Tower thing. So he's going to, if our policy has been that we're not extraditing that guy, what do you think is going to hit? Do you think all of a sudden, now we're rethinking extraditing him so that we can be friends with our friends in Turkey?
God damn. The problem is that most people that are so into making money also don't want to be president because they'd rather be making money.
Yeah.
So why is he president? Why does he want to do this? Just to fuck us?
Well, he's done.
He won. Oh, yeah. He got the award.
He doesn't want to do shit. He wants to do ribbon cuttings.
What a fucking asshole.
And do tours of having people worship him in half-empty stadiums.
Right. Why didn't John Kasich just take the job, the BVP? Fuck it. He would have been better than Pence, right?
Yeah. I mean, sort of. Because
who knows?
That bullshit in Ohio, he... you think it's good news, bad news, but it's actually kind of worse news. Because there were those two bills that had passed the Republican,
fuck you,
Christo-fascist controlled House and Senate in Ohio. Yes.
Dominion over the puss.
And the first one was a 6-week, it was a fetal heartbeat.
How do you even know, man, when
the fetal heartbeat is detectable, which is around 6 weeks,
right?
That no more abortions for you. And
do you even get it's a heartbeat. Do you even get a heartbeat? Can you take one heartbeat to decide to have the abortion, or do you, if it's right at 6 weeks?
Well, it kind of starts.
Okay,
it doesn't beat once, and then I think
so. They're like, okay, we got a heartbeat. You got to call it right now.
That's it. You're done.
That's so stupid.
Many women don't even realize they're pregnant until after 6 weeks. So he vetoed that one.
Okay.
But the second one was a 20-week. After 20 weeks, no abortions for you.
Right.
Which, by the way...
You say it like the soup Nazi.
Which, by the way, right. Which, by the way, less than 1%... of all the abortions done are performed after 20 weeks. And the overwhelming amount of those are for medical reasons.
Yeah. For the health of the mother or something like that.
It's not, I'm 6 months along. Fuck it. I've changed my mind. Get this out of me.
Wait, no exception.
That doesn't happen.
No exception. Mike Pence is a no exception asshole, right?
Well, he wants no abortion ever and no exception for rape or incest. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's a gift from God.
Wow, what a great planet we live on. Thanks, Jesus.
Your rape baby is a gift from God.
Ooh, it's a weird gift. It's a shitty gift, really.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy any kind of gift. Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard you with any ads or anything.
When you're extra bad that year for Christmas, instead of coal in your stocking, Santa Claus might choose to give you a rape baby.
Yeah. No coat hangers for you.
Oh yeah, rape babies all around.
So those are your headlines, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into some of the fun story. Well, I was going to say fun stories.
You got a weird way to have fun over there.
God, I mean, it's just we're going to have a lot of topics in the next 4 years, especially if he hangs on that long and doesn't get impeached or whatever. So we've got some polls.
Oh, yes.
That are out. One of the things I saw was that Donald Trump will be like entering the presidency with the lowest approval rating of anybody in history. I'm sure it's lying media.
Yeah. And the most headlines. I mean, we talked about this before. Normally you don't hear dick from anyone about the transition, right? Only when they're naming their cabinet picks.
Right.
And that's it.
This is a Gallup poll done very recently.
Okay.
And they asked, do you approve or disapprove of the way Donald Trump is handling his presidential transition?
Come on.
This is overall nationwide.
Who can be? What lunatic is happy with this?
With a margin of error of 4, they think.
Okay.
4% is unsure.
You're stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're idiots.
48% approve.
What? Can you say that number again?
48% approve of how Donald Trump is handling his transition.
I think
48% disapprove of how Donald Trump is handling the transition.
No, I don't get insulted, but are you actually reading it correctly? Because that's insane.
I am reading it correctly.
Who could approve of that? Who could approve of this circus?
The Trumpalos, the Trumpets, the Mobile tomorrow. Go to Mobile early tomorrow and hang out and see who's going to that Trump rally.
God damn it. If you're a conservative twat, you're there's such a low bar. Yeah. You know what I mean? Such a low bar for success. Jesus. This is not going well. Do you think it's going well?
It's going good fucking as God. Unwell as pretty much possible.
I mean, we just at this point, somebody actually said, well, at least he didn't start World War III with the Taiwan thing.
Yeah.
But how do we know he didn't? How do we know it's not started?
So
I'm serious.
This is a Bloomberg poll. For each of the following promises made by Donald Trump during the campaign, tell me if you think it will or will not be accomplished during the next 4 years.
Oh, God damn it.
Answer yes or no.
This wall shit, I swear to fucking God.
Repeal and replace Obamacare.
Hey, fuck you.
69% say yes.
69.
They think that is going to happen.
I think that's doable.
28% say no.
Right.
Here's an interesting one.
Yes.
This proves that it wasn't as big of an issue with the Trumpalos as thought.
Yes.
Build a wall on the Mexico border.
It's not happening. It's just not.
Only 32% of people think it's going to happen in the first 4 years.
Do you say only? That means 32%.
But if 49%. Or 48% like what Trump is doing in his transition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
One would think that.
Then where's that 10%?
The ones that would like to build that wall. I just don't think that was that big of a.
God.
I think that falls under that. I think that falls under that. Your facts don't matter. It's the vibe and the feeling that we get. It's not when Trump screams, build the wall, we're going to build a beautiful wall. It's going to be huge. There's going to be a roller coaster on it.
It will be bamboo.
And you can buy food and feed the Mexicans on the other side.
You get a whole full, a little handful.
Right. Do you think they're going to put those glass things
Mexican pellets.
Any of these aquariums and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You got these big glass parts.
Don't tap on the glass.
Yeah.
Bother the Mexicans. But 30, imagine you really think Donald Trump's going to get that wall built.
No. Well, 32% do.
God damn it. That's a, holy fuck. Who are those people?
Do you believe
hillbillies
in the next 4 years, they will deport millions of immigrants living in the country illegally?
Fuck yeah.
57% say no. We don't think it's going to happen.
Wow. Shit.
Right.
But a lot of people think that everybody, they're going back to Guatemala.
Do you think the next 4 years, stupid. Donald Trump will make life better for people living in inner cities? let's translate that.
Is Donald Trump going to make it better to be black in America?
At least they didn't
say urban. Come on.
45% say, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The blacks are going to be so much better off under Trump.
I would like to see the demographic of the people polled.
Well, right.
Who
yeah.
said yes. Who said yes.
Margin of error, 3.1 thousand adults polled nationwide.
They, you know what? The problem with that info is do that again. But no white people are allowed to be polled.
No.
You shouldn't be. That you. God, that's so fucking insane. It's going to be better for my black friends after Donald Trump's in charge.
Next question. Since his election, Donald Trump backed off some of his positions he took during the campaign. He now says he will not push to have Hillary Clinton prosecuted.
Oh, fuck that, man. We want that.
Over her private email server. He may keep some elements of Obamacare. He will not ban all Muslims from entering the U.S. Do these seem like broken promises, or are you fine with him making adjustments to his positions?
Lock her up! Lock her up! That guy is not okay.
No, 73%. Say they're fine with him making adjustments to his policies.
They were screaming at the top of their lungs. I saw some of these idiots at these rallies.
Again.
At the top of their lungs.
Facts don't matter. It's the whole feeling.
But they really liked that one. They really liked lock her up.
Right, but except for the hardest core.
Hard.
Most of them are like, well, we trust what Trump is saying.
Oh, come on.
And a lot of them are saying, well, we know that was just politics. I've heard Trump alone interviewed that say, oh, that was just politics.
But they looked insane.
Well, they love it. That's how they get fired up at these rallies. You might go to a monster truck rally and you're going to hear the same shit. You're going to hear fuck him up to Fordzilla.
Are you saying that
Bigfoot crawls over Monday,
they're having fun when they get to be racist and scream things and yell the N-word? Yeah. This is them having fun. Okay, well. Wow.
Do you think Donald Trump does or does not need to choose between being president and being a businessman?
Fuck you.
To avoid the appearance of a conflict? Well, 67% says he needs to choose.
Wow.
So even
I'm shocked.
A lot of his side is like, no, he needs to hang up the whole businessman thing.
I like it. He's got big balls. He's got a big, thick dick.
This one says, Donald Trump said he plans to take himself completely out of business operations. His adult children may be involved both in running the business and in serving as advisors to him as president.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you think Donald Trump should sell all his businesses so that neither he nor his family could potentially profit from actions he takes as president? Or does that go too far?
That goes too far.
Yeah, 70%.
Fuck you.
Say, making him sell everything is too far.
We want the Trumps to be the royal family.
How confident are you that when President Trump deals with foreign leaders,
right,
he will put the nation's best interests ahead of the interest of his companies and family?
Who wrote this hilarious poll?
Still Bloomberg. Are you very confident, mostly skeptical, or very skeptical?
Fuck off. This is stupid.
That he will put the nation's best interest ahead.
Please. No one. Okay.
27% are very confident that he'll put the nation first.
You're on LSD.
24% are mostly confident.
You're on acid.
18% are mostly skeptical. And the highest number, 29%, are very skeptical that he's going to put the nation first.
There you go. Are you skeptical at Vile Experience?
Positive he's not going to put the nation first.
Kate.
He hasn't so far.
Kate is skeptical.
We've got a Pew poll that was out a little bit ago.
Pew, liquid you.
And
fuck you.
I'm trying to find, there was a funny question.
Can you imagine you think Donald Trump's going to have America's best interest at heart? Shit, man. This is grab her by the pussy.
Yep.
This is grab her by the pussy this guy.
Grab the country by the pussy.
Shit, man.
I can't find it. What kind of president? Oh, sorry.
And not only am I I'm going to grab him by the pussy. Sometimes if they're pretty enough, I just can't help myself, and I start kissing them. That's why I take breath mints. Yeah.
Yep, and they'll let you do anything.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
We are a gross, rude little pig of a country. We really are. Shame on us.
What kind of president do you think Donald Trump will be? Great. Good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Average. Ooh. Poor. Or shit-tastic.
Shit-tastic, baby.
I'm rewriting the last one. Terrible is the last choice.
Oh. Shit-tastic is different than terrible. Shit-tastic, you know, sort of.
That's like a bad movie that's good.
Yeah, you're predicting. Right? It's going to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting blown up.
Yeah. Of all of those, great, good, average, poor, and terrible.
Yes.
The highest percentage at 25% is terrible. 13% poor.
Right.
So you've got 38% right there.
Yes.
18% average, 22% think he'll be good, and 14% he gonna be great.
Oh, he's gonna be exceptional.
Get that mountain ready for a fifth face.
Oh my God. Like I said, so far in the 21st century, I don't know how Trump's gonna turn out, but you gotta say at least as far as we've gone, is it close between our worst president of the 21st century and our best president? It's not really.
No.
Not at all.
It's really not. thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen, here at Crab Diving. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher. Yes. If you download us from there, be kind and leave us a good review.
Right.
Thumbs up and stars and all that shit. It helps us out, helps spread the crabs.
Pray for us.
And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't forget, you can also buy shit through our Amazon hole to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, crabdiving.com, crabdiving.com/Amazon, where you can, whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything.
What he said is true.
He speaketh the truth. Fake news.
Yes.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, Glenn Beck does not think that's
so
a good
coy
idea. Well, on this Faithless Friday, Ryan, I've got a couple of stories, but let's start it off with a fun one of our favorites.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm excited. It's been too long.
This is from the Jim Baker Show.
Okay.
Who, amazingly, Jim Baker still slinging his snake oil despite doing hard time for fraud.
What a lunatic.
He's
selling fucking powdered soup.
This is from his show, but this is his guest that he had on is the highlight of this clip.
Okay.
This is another end timeser. Tom Horn is this guy's name.
Hey, Tommy.
I don't think we've talked about him before.
Right.
He is an author of a bunch of last days themed books, it says.
People love this shit, man.
And listen to I hopefully we'll hear Lori in the background.
So,
oh yes.
So
oh,
just,
yes.
This dude just writes a bunch of crappy fiction about the end of the world over and over again.
Yeah, prolific, it says. Oh, so he's probably cranking out that crap pretty frequently.
What a hooa.
Here is John Horn.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Horn, excuse me.
Tommy.
Author and Jesus wielder on the Jim Baker Show. By the way, for $50, you can get three amazing books and one bonus DVD, The Great Awakening offer.
Oh, shit.
From
I
the
love
Jim
that
Baker
one.
Show. That's what's on the bottom of the screen.
Awakening offer.
Our time of the church. This is the great outpouring. I believe it with all of my heart. This book, Final Fire, we're there, folks. Amen. We are in the final days. I believe you're going to hear more talk about the great temple being built in Israel.
He can't. He's so hard down below that he can't speak, thinking about the fact that Earth is going to be a burning cinder from the Lord's mighty
God.
Flaming dick sword.
His dick sword. he forgot a little bit of his own bullshit for a second. That was so good. I love that. He couldn't think of what bullshit temple was flaming.
Do you believe that at all? I didn't ask you ahead of time, so maybe.
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly, and there's a push for that. And did you notice that one of the very first things when Trump was elected, the rabbis in Israel calling on him and Putin to use their international clout to do what? To rebuild the temple. Don't think this can't happen.
Rebuild
the temple in Jerusalem and, you know, kick all those dirty sand N words out that claim, because they've lived there for, I don't know, a couple thousand years, that they're somehow entitled to living on that land, which was promised to the people of Israel.
Oh, God. Wait. So this guy's excited for that. That's what he wants. Yeah, he wants all those people kicked out.
This is like Michelle Bachmann level. This is where they think they can't wait for the end times so that the giant Hoover in the sky sucks them up into their Jesus's loins and leaves all the fiery, evil fucks like us to roast and burn.
Oh, sure. How nice is it that, like, you're fucking, the destiny of, like, your religion involves a bunch of people being kicked out of their homes?
Yeah.
Is that not crazy? That's a good thing. In your religion, it's a good thing when people get kicked out of someone where they're living.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a
That's so fucked up.
There was an atheist activist, a secular activist who just passed away recently.
Yes.
And the warm loving Christians all over social media, gleeful. Good. Finally. Good. Now he's roasting.
Oh yes. Now he's roasting.
Yeah, they're loving
hell.
Loving people,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
Clout to do what? To rebuild the temple. Don't think this can't happen. I think impetus is on our side right now. I think we're moving towards a moment. And the rabbis over there, some of what the mystical rabbis are saying is very, very curious right now.
Mm. Can we find out right
what
now?
We just go?
Yeah. I want to know.
Please tell us. Oh, hold on. Please, somebody get me a tissue.
Oh, God, it's so stupid.
We're gonna recharge all the oxygen in the audience for everybody. We're going to hand out bowls of soup.
Yeah. Sounds like it's like Pee-wee's Playhouse or
something.
By the way,
you know the walls of bullshit product behind them, the buckets of dried potatoes and shit?
Oh, yes.
They're now, it's very festive. They all have Christmas bows on them.
I know my audience. Yeah.
So look, and there's so many of these articles. We've been running them at Skywatch TV almost every week right now. And so I only brought a couple of them with me. This one, Trump upset victory divinely sent to begin messianic process.
So some bad shit, right? The equivalent of these assholes in Israel, the mystical rabbis, whatever the fuck that means.
What? They're like, do you want to visit the mystical rabbi now?
Yeah, can we talk about that, please?
That sounds like Pee Wee Herman's Playhouse. It's insane. This
Cherry?
Is nuts.
Yeah,
I'm going to go talk to Cherry. What does Cherry say?
So some of these right-wing nut jobs in Israel are saying, well, obviously Trump's election means Armageddon is at hand.
Yeah.
But they're good with it.
Say Israeli rabbis, right? And this one, ancient secret of Daniel 70 weeks predicts end of days will come this year in 50.
Ancient secret of Daniel's 70 weeks. What does that mean? Predicts end of days will come this year. So this is some of that Christo math that how many times a year do we hear these idiots where it's like, that's it. In October, we're done. We're fucking done. Bend over, kiss your ball sack goodbye, because the Lord's going to fucking fry you.
And you know, the best thing, we should listen to them the next day after it doesn't happen, when they reset the bullshit.
Well, they do.
When they reset the bullshit.
They do. They always were like, well, obviously, you know, the Lord decided to spare us for another few days.
Oh, my God. But they just fall for it over and over again.
But pretty soon he's going to get sick of all the butt fucking.
Yeah.
And drown us all.
Oh, God.
5777, which started in October last month in the Jewish calendar year and will be done by September of the coming year. So, and by the way, that was Rabbi Meir Horowitz 300 years ago working on Daniel's time and half a time. And he set a date.
Wait,
300 years
ago. Here, Laurie, mind blown.
wow.
Jim Baker's wife, Lori, down at the end of the panel. Oh, wow.
She's lying.
Wow.
That is a feigned wow because no. I'm trying to figure out.
I think she's looking at a penny.
Oh, yeah. But what is she? Wow. What is that supposed to be in reference to? What is amazing what he just said, though? I'm really confused.
In their little minds, some rabbi from 300 years ago predicted the last four Super Bowl winners or some shit like that. Like, obviously, he means now. That's what's happening now. Yeah. So this rabbi 300 years ago said this.
Oh, and then she goes, oh, wow. Okay, I get it.
Oh, wow.
I'm supposed to be impressed.
You mean a Jew?
Yeah, wow. Maybe it was real. Maybe that was a real moment.
Yeah. Time and half a time. And he set a date. He set a date 300 years ago. He said, this will all happen. The Messiah will arrive. The end times will begin in the Jewish calendar year 5777. The rabbis have held that dear to them since then. What is that? That's 2016 to 2017. Messiah will arrive. Now,
wait a minute.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you and your stupid God math.
They're not hinting that the Messiah
is Donald?
Orange and his little tiny fingers smell like pussy.
Why, Pat, I think that's who they mean. I think Schittler is Jesus.
They think he's bringing about Jesus. I can't even imagine that they think Trump is a fucking Messiah.
Yes.
If this is starting to go around, we're doomed. We're just fucking doomed. We're going to turn into Iran. For Christians. For these people. Yes. Ah, yes. We're all going to be eating that soup. That's what they're going to give us in the gulags.
Yeah. I don't understand what do you want these people to not buy into at this point? What do you want these people to not buy into? If these people are being told by their pastors and whoever that Donald Trump is Jesus, then I don't have a lot of confidence that they won't believe that. They're going to believe that. They're that stupid.
2017, Messiah will arrive. Now, they're looking at Donald Trump. One of the rabbis illustrated how his name in the gematria.
Oh, here we go.
In the what?
This is some bullshit.
Gematria?
I'm sure there's some code that if you spin Trump, you spin all the letters of Trump, it means savior with giant cock.
Oh, yes. Remember to drink your Ovaltine.
Yeah.
The numerology of his name actually means...
Numerology!
Fuck you!
I almost guarantee you we could probably find clips of Jim Baker talking about how numerology is of the devil.
It's satanic!
But now, because it works for them...
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, well, 7 minus 4, and if you add pi...
So fucking stupid.
Obviously, it means the end times are here.
You know, sometimes you just want to be like, okay, I understand that you're going to explain this bullshit that you're about to feed me with some math. Skip the math. Skip it.
Because it's not real.
Tell me what you want me to believe. Just tell me.
Patria, the numerology of his name actually means Messiah. Now, there's some weird stuff here that's going on. So think about.
Okay, they just had a shot of Lori, and she went, oh, wow. And she almost quivered in her chair. She's like, oh, wow.
We got squirting.
About this for a moment. In the Jewish Zohar, 700 years ago in medieval Aramaic.
They're making this up.
In the Jewish Zohar.
I think they're making it up. I think he's reading from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes. Suck my Aramaic.
Orthodox Jews speculated about when will the Messiah be on the earth, right? And in the Vieira section of the Zohar, they said he will arrive on...
Ooh, in a galaxy.
Oh, yes.
A long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
The shield is being generated by... from the far moon of Endor.
Earth in the year 57, he will make himself known in the year 5773, which was 2012 to 2013.
Fuck you.
Oddly enough, Trump goes to Israel in 2012.
Come on!
This is amazing.
Come the fuck on.
So this fucker is trying to somehow spin that Trump is the Messiah.
Yay! I knew it!
Because some crazy numerology Jews.
Yes.
Mystical numerology Jews.
Sure. Pull my finger.
From 700 years ago.
Oh my God, this is so fucking... It makes sense. It all makes sense.
It shows you how we have Trump, yeah.
Yeah.
decides not to run for U.S. president, meets with heads of states, comes out of that. You can watch the YouTube on television, and he starts talking to the Jewish people, telling them to vote for Benjamin Netanyahu and the Likud party, which they did, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
Holy fuck.
That lady was like, oh, my God. Oh, that's the best point I've ever heard made about this bullshit.
Right.
But what the Zohar said was, he will.
I haven't been this wet since that Mel Gibson film.
Be identified. From that day and forward, there have been at least a dozen Jewish rabbis that have said the Messiah is on earth now. He's been identified. He is soon going to make himself known. Well, some key things have to happen for the messianic figure in the Jewish mindset for the Messiah to arrive.
Oh, so he's gonna spin it, I think, that...
Yeah.
Now, what they say for Messiah isn't what we true believers think is a Messiah.
Yeah.
It's not like the coming of Jesus. They're going to say it's just a great prophet or something.
Is he trying
like that.
To... He wants to say this, but not sound like a crazy person? Is that what he's trying to do here?
Well, he's getting... I think he's getting a little too Jewish.
Oh,
I think the audience might be going, wait a minute, numerology and all this shit, what are you talking about?
I forgot that these people are incredibly anti-Semitic just for a second.
So I think now,
I'm so sorry.
It seems like now he's going to try to say, well, you know, this is what they think is the Messiah.
Right.
It's not what you, it's not the coming of Jesus. We don't think, God forbid, we think Donald Trump is the second coming of Christ.
That's blasphemous.
But. The Jews, their definition of Messiah is something different.
Yes, that is extremely blasphemous, what you said. To say that Trump is Christ, I don't even know that
to
you
whom?
Could... Well, to anyone, to Jesus.
Let's go to Mobile tomorrow, let's get a sign,
right,
and say, who thinks Donald Trump is the second coming of Christ?
Okay, just thinking if we really do this. But the problem is, if you believe Donald Trump... It's the second coming of Christ, and he's not. Per Jesus' rules, you are burning in hell. And I don't think that being a blasphemer is a sin.
Jesus' rules anymore.
You cannot.
American Jesus.
Listen, if you blaspheme, that's a sin. That's a sin.
Sure.
That shall not be forgiven. You can't be forgiven of being blasphemous.
I think part of that book says that.
No, yeah. So you're... I don't care what you do.
Right.
You're burning in hell if you suggest that Trump is Jesus.
That ship sailed decades ago.
You can't think of him like we think of Messiah. We think of Messiah after the model of Jesus. He's the son of God, divine birth, all of that. That's not the way that...
I haven't watched this clip yet. I was just a prophet myself.
Oh, yeah.
Jews look at the Messiah. They're looking for a king. They're looking for a political leader. As a matter of fact, Messiah to them means the anointed one. And it goes back to the ancient days when they would anoint a king and recognize him as this is the man that God sent. And what they're looking for is several things. First of all, they're looking for somebody in a political figure.
Okay,
I
can't, yeah.
Shut the fuck up!
They're looking for a political figure that can lead in battles. They're looking for a return to the Holy Land.
Oh,
so
fuck you.
Kick out those Palestinians.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Reinstitute the temple service.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, start up the temple in Jerusalem again.
We shall reinstitute the temple service!
And, he has to be of the Davidic bloodline.
Yes, duh. No fucking shit.
In other words, white Aryan.
You better be white, motherfucker.
Right? It's blonde hair, blue eyes, Jesus.
Your blood better be white.
Let's skip to the
middle part. A few rabbis there that think he's the Messiah. The other third key is he has to be of the Davidic dynasty. He has to be of the Davidic bloodline. And there is an effort right now to go back through the European monarchy, cousins of President Donald Trump, to show that his bloodline goes back to the...
Oh, dear God.
Davidic.
If they're looking at cousins and shit, my bloodline, probably your bloodline, goes back to...
I am Davidic.
The Davidic
so fucking
bloodline.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know, they should put the cold case pussy on this.
Yeah, send our payo.
Dynasty. Now, why are these efforts underway? I'm just saying there's something very strange here.
I'm just, you know, I don't know what these crazy Jews are up to. But I'm just saying.
Right. Is it true, though? Is Donald Trump being explored apparently for divinic blood?
There's a bunch of mystical rabbis running around trying to do a Ancestry.com
what
on fucking Donald Trump.
What does Davidic mean? Davidic means the David. Blood of David, meaning yeah. you're an OG Jewish
direct
person.
Spooge line all the way back to David.
Why does that matter? Honestly, does it matter?
Or
that,
egg.
That means
line.
You're Jesus. Then that means you're Jesus. That means you're Jesus, if that's the case.
No. Well, you're a Messiah.
You're okay.
Under the Jewish definition of Messiah.
That is, all of this is so irritating.
But I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's interesting.
I want to know, is Donald Trump bunked Jesus or not?
No, they're saying no, but he's messianic. He may be the Jewish definition, which is great right. leader or something, that may be ushering in the end times, so all the evil baby-killing atheists will fry. And Muslims, too. Especially Muslims.
Lest I forget.
Going on, and everything I'm saying can be verified. Multiple news agencies, the Jerusalem Post, Breaking Israel News, they're all talking about this right now. So they, too, believe that...
No, these headlines are saying, Trump's election heralds coming of Messiah, says Derry. They're quoting their right-wing nutjobs in the Jerusalem Post. Yeah. They're not saying...
They don't believe
we
it.
Agree that Trump is the second coming.
Oh, God. These people do.
We are in the end times. They too believe that the Messiah is about to appear. We would say the second coming is about to happen, but their Messiah is going to be a false Messiah. He's going to be the Antichrist, right? Mm-hmm. I also don't believe Donald Trump is the Antichrist. So I think that the smart ones.
Well, so technically.
Yes.
Wait, he just took 4 minutes to get to the point that their Messiah is going to be the Antichrist.
But I don't believe.
That's under the, put that one under the carpet. It's very interesting, everything else. This, if you take seven and multiply it by six,
right.
and you take it to the Book of Lorthor
yes.
from 1470.
Right. I don't know, I'm just making shit up.
I love Hello, Lorthor. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
But that we need to take a look at.
Oh,
that
yes.
part about the Messiah being the Antichrist, well, no, that doesn't fit. I don't think Donald Trump's an Antichrist.
God.
No, I agree with him.
Yeah. I think he could be the Antichrist.
No, I agree with the Jews, with them.
Oh, my God.
In Israel, looking at him right now, they're saying he is God's, what we would call John the Baptist. He is God's messenger. Okay. When he takes over in January, there is a 5777 countdown to the appearance of the Messiah, and something could happen overnight that could lead to the reconstruction of the temple.
Blah, blah, blah. What the fuck does any of that shit mean?
It's all
fuck
bullshit.
You. God, they didn't even get to how much the soup is selling
spectacular
for.
Spectacular bullshit. No, they're selling books right now, so that's his. I think that's his segment.
God,
and then
that,
they'll go
that
back
guy
to.
Is such a.
Then they'll say, if the end times are coming, you know you're gonna need some freeze dried mac and cheese.
Ooh, fuck me! How do you book people for this show? You're like, we need
how
to
do you book people.
Well, how do you decide what nut job comes on when? Why this guy? Why messianic Trump guy today? That's his thing, right? His thing is saying Trump's not the Antichrist, but he's John the Baptist.
Right.
Oh, God.
So
stupid.
Another purveyor of the Jesus.
Ooh, perfect.
Let's just go right into it here. This is very important news.
Ooh.
And a very important theory.
Okay.
As to why Kanye West stopped by Trump Tower yesterday to meet with President-elect Donald Trump. The mellifluous 60 years of smoking sounding tones.
Yeah. I love his voice.
Of Alex Jones.
They are dividing us and they're hyping up the race war. And here's the bottom line. I know for a fact Kanye West has been trying to break away from the Kardashians for a while. He knows.
Yeah, I was right.
I'll actually agree with him on that one.
I got to tell you something. What day is this clip from? I've been listening to every show. I've been listening to every Alex Jones show.
It disturbs me.
Dude, I listened to it last night on the way back from Shooters. I was listening to Alex Jones.
Don't listen to Alex Jones.
Oh, it's horrible. He's so stupid, but he's so theatrical and entertaining.
Yeah, he does an amazing job. I think he's
great.
He's infinitely better than Rush, who has silences that you could drive an elephant through.
Yeah,
this guy doesn't give 2 seconds of silence, except when he's sitting there going,
do you know what I think it is? Sometimes he talks about the end of the world and he puts it in very like, all of a sudden you're in like an episode of Walking Dead, you know,
right.
He's building these scenarios that are so stupid that they're actually like entertaining. Like I would watch television shows about this. And I think that's how I get sucked in.
The fact Kanye West has been trying to break away from the Kardashians for a while. He knows about the Illuminati. He went to some of the spirit cooking events that were public.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Did Kanye make any fucking jizz dumplings?
Sounds like Kanye might have been involved in some of those Podesta satanic rituals.
Oh, shit.
He's been trying to get... He's known about the Illuminati.
Does the body fluids of Kanye... Are they good to cook with?
Are Kardashians?
Yes.
Illuminati?
Absolutely.
Apparently.
What?
Well, you're a listener, so
yeah,
you would know.
You don't know that?
I don't listen to his fucking bullshit.
You read the news, then you know. You know they're in the Illuminati. No question.
Why would the Illuminati do a shitty, trashy reality show?
Why wouldn't they? I don't know, man.
He knows about the Illuminati.
Prove that they're not Illuminati.
Yeah, dude.
He went to some of the spirit cooking events that were public. And the word is Kanye West is having a freak out. He was forcibly grabbed and kept in a mental institution for almost 2 weeks when he calmly said he's supporting Trump now and would have voted.
That's right. That was Alex's theory, was the only reason that it had nothing to do with... The story was, wasn't it? He were with his trainer or something, yeah. And he was acting odd and violent. And the trainer's like, made a little phone call. He's like, I think Kanye's having a little break here.
His fucking athletic trainer couldn't handle
but
him.
No,
dude.
The only reason is because Kanye was like, he said during that concert something like, I didn't vote, but if I would have, it would have been
voted
for Trump.
That's not the reason he got put in the loony bin.
He got snatched off the street because he said that, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
He's supporting Trump now and would have voted for him if he voted. And the people should stop bashing Trump supporters and we should all come together. He didn't fight anybody. Nothing happened. And his managers grabbed him and threw him with the police into the back of a paddy wagon to a mental institution. But they were unable to break him while he was in there for 13 days. And he came out.
I'm personally offended by the use of the racist term paddy wagon.
Oh, me too. Me too. Wait a second. Were they able to break him? Was
apparently,
it the Illuminati?
Probably sticks and something involving electricity and his nads.
Did the Illuminati shock
Who knows
his
what they do?
Testicles? They
able to break him while he was in there for 13 days. And he came out and he said, I'm divorcing Kim Kardashian and I'm done. And this whole thing's the Illuminati.
Wait a second. I don't recall that part. Maybe the I'm divorcing Kim part.
I love this. This okay, number one, I'm crazy. Is that the first thing he said?
What Kanye said?
Yeah, he's like, I'm divorcing.
And this whole thing's the Illuminati.
Oh, wait.
What do you make of that?
God, he was
in there for 13 days, and he came out and he said, I'm divorcing Kim Kardashian, and I'm done, and this whole thing's the Illuminati.
I love that explanation.
Then
the whole thing's the Illuminati.
After that, Alex does a snap.
What's wrong with him?
Like, snap.
Oh, yeah.
What do you make of that? And he goes to visit Donald Trump. That guy's been at the parties in New York, folks, and I guarantee you he doesn't like it.
He's talking about Pizzagate. He's talking about the kid passing parties.
Now, I didn't know this about Kanye. Has he been to these parties?
It's the spirit meals, Ryan.
But he didn't like it.
Dinners.
But that's the important thing you're missing, liberal. You're not saying he didn't like it. He did it, but he didn't like it. Snap.
So we're supposed to believe that Kim Kardashian dragged unwilling Kanye West to some jizz-infused soup dinner.
A spirit dinner.
Where afterwards they went and had pizza and had sex with underage
right
people.
They went to some weird-ass Stanley Kubrick, Eyes Wide Shut spirit dinner, and then they went to a pizza place.
To fuck kids.
Where you can rape children.
This is the logic of Alex Jones.
What a Friday night, jeez.
Oh, boy.
God, I hope they're taking Lyft or Uber. Should be driving.
In a creepy, terrifying move from the really evil president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins.
Oh, God. This guy is an absolute twunt.
He writes a column called His Washington Update Daily.
Oh, shit.
And he, well, here's what he says. What does the State Department have to do with abortion and sexual behavior-based policies? Unfortunately, a whole lot. Over the last 8 years, the State Department under Hillary Clinton and John Kerry has elevated the promotion of the left's view of human sexuality and abortion, in quotes, rights.
Yes.
To the detriment of fundamental human rights like religious freedom. Clinton made her intentions known early in her tenure that the administration would not only promote special rights based upon sexual behavior.
Yes.
He's talking about equal rights for LGBT.
Yeah, yeah.
No. She's promoting special rights.
Sodomy-based rights.
But she also said that she would, the State Department would use the State Department, she would use the State Department to export the LGBTQ agenda.
God.
Globally. These behavior-based rights.
Right. Behavior-based rights.
Right. So they deny that you're born gay.
Oh, sure.
This is what you choose to do. You're sticking your middle finger
right
up the pooper of the Lord. Fuck you, God. I'm going to have butt sex.
Yes. With your behavior-based rights. How dare you?
But to which I answer, who cares?
Yes.
It's not behavior. I think you're born that way. You're born whatever you are. It's fluid.
Right.
Some people. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares?
Who gives
and if
a fuck?
It is behavior-based, who fucking cares?
Right.
Your religion is behavior-based. You're not born a Christian.
You're not born a Catholic.
You can't have two Christians spit out some scrabbling crotch monster and get that kid away from him, raise him in a secular house. That kid is not going to be like, oh, I feel like I'm really a Christian secretly.
He's not going to be starved spiritually.
You're not born into religion.
You're not born with fucking voices in your fucking head.
Brainwashed into religion.
You're fucked up. Right. You're brainwashed into it.
So who cares if it is behavior based, even if it weren't biological, if it is just behavior based, fuck you. It's consenting adults.
Absolutely.
The Obama administration has not only sent openly gay ambassadors into countries that are culturally opposed to homosexuality, they've used foreign aid to force nations opposed to homosexuality to change their laws to provide special protections for such behavior.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're goddamn right.
You mean we threatened one of those horrible African nations that was trying to pass a we're going to kill the gays laws that you guys were sneaking some of your evil minions over there to help them, right?
There are governments throwing gay people off the tops of fucking buildings, right?
Yeah.
I mean, God, it's the least we could do is we wield our power for good.
Equally, the Obama State Department under Hillary Clinton also promoted abortion, declaring reproductive health care as a basic human right.
Oh, my fucking God.
How dare they?
Oh, geez.
Say that women can have sovereignty over their own wombs.
And they don't have the right to sit there and bleed out?
God.
Please. What kind of Christian are you, Brian Fisher? Wait, this is Tony Perkins.
This is Tony Perkins.
Yeah, sorry, I fucking...
You know, 6 of 1.
What a fucking asshole. Man, fuck you, dude.
He's worried about Rex Tillerson. Unless the next Secretary of State is willing to resist and remove this embedded agenda.
Oh, my God.
The promotion and protection of true human rights like religious liberty. No, they think that's the only right.
Right. That's the only right that matters.
Right.
Your right to worship Jesus.
Your rights end if you think you have the right to spin around swinging your arms, you do. If I'm standing next to you, you don't.
Yeah, you don't get to hit me.
Your rights are then they're affected by my rights.
Right. No matter how much Jesus loves you, that doesn't give you the right to beat the shit out of me.
They don't care about other people's rights. Their mythical book from a couple of grand years ago, farther back, is all they care about.
I believe in Aquaman. He is just and a good God. Your God is a piece of shit.
It is for this reason that I have raised concerns about the nomination of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. I certainly don't see Tillerson cut from the same cloth as Clinton or Kerry, but he doesn't have to be. But he doesn't have to be for these anti-life liberal social policies to continue. He must have the courage to stop the promotion of this anti-family, anti-life agenda, which is very much a question mark, given that he capitulated to activists pushing to liberalize the Boy Scouts policy on homosexuality when he was at the helm of the organization. So
like
I guess Tillerson,
stupid.
I guess we have something good about Rex Tillerson is that he was in charge of the Boy Scouts and he was the one who changed their position on homosexuality.
That is awesome.
The incoming administration.
Jeez.
This is creepy. The incoming administration needs to make clear that these liberal policies will be reversed.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
No more butt sex for you.
Oh, yes. Are you outlawing the butt sex?
No more scissoring.
Yes. All of that. Violation.
And this is where it gets really creepy. And the activists within the State Department, promoting them, will be ferreted out and will be replaced by conservatives who will ensure the State Department focuses on true international human rights like religious liberty.
God, gay McCarthyism.
Which is under unprecedented assault.
Yeah. That's gay McCarthyism. We're going to ferret it out?
Yep.
What am I supposed to interpret that to mean?
Anyone who's pro-LGBT, you're fired. We're putting in Christo loons, we just can't wait until there's going to be vending machines on the streets with rocks that you can throw at homosexuals.
Absolutely, man. Not only do they want them not in government or not out, they're going to aggressively look. That this guy aggressively wants to look for LGBT people.
Ferret them out.
God, that is terrifying.
There you go. Speaking of terrifying.
Yes.
I mean, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Oklahoma. The Oklahoma legislature has signed, Oklahoma mayor, or Oklahoma governor Mary Fallon.
Right.
Signed the Humanity of the Unborn Child Act in June, which in part of this is going to take effect in January of 2018, requires the state's Department of Health to create, quote, informational material, unquote, designed to discourage women from having abortions. The state Department of Health will be printing material.
Oh my God.
To discourage women from having abortions.
The state's going to pay for that shit.
There you go.
Damn.
Part of this bill,
okay,
again, which is scheduled to go into effect in January, in a month.
What a shit.
Or in 2018. Bill. Sorry. This one, we've got a year to stop.
Oh, great.
2018. This makes no sense. Requires the placement of signs,
right,
in all public bathrooms discouraging women from having abortions. In public bathrooms.
That's how can you get more pervasive than this?
Here's what the sign is supposed to read. There are many public and private agencies willing and able to help you carry your child to term and assist you and your child after your child is born. Whether you choose to keep your child or to place him or her for adoption, the state of Oklahoma strongly urges you to contact them if you are pregnant.
Good Lord, man. They're putting signs in the public restroom. Don't get abortions.
Yeah. Part of the bill does say, contingent on the availability of funds being appropriated by the legislature specifically or for this purpose.
Absolutely.
The State Department of Health shall develop, update annually, and maintain an electronic form containing information concerning public and private agencies and services available to assist a woman through pregnancy, upon childbirth, and while child is a dependent.
Good God. No religious agenda there. Jeez. That seems fair.
On or before January 1, 2018, the department shall make available to each facility in this state which is open to the public containing a restroom available to the public.
Okay.
And licensed by the State Department of Health, signage which is to be posted in its restroom containing the statement and a website address, blah, 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 blah. So they're saying every government building
that
has
to be able to escape it.
Restroom. But they don't even say just the women's room.
It's every bathroom.
I think you might be standing there to take a piss and they're telling you don't kill your baby.
Well, what if your girlfriend wants to kill the baby?
Well, she
better talk her out of it. Jeez.
Better chain her to that bed.
Oh, I remember. You know, that makes me think of that funny law, the law that says, like, even if a woman doesn't want to have the abortion, the boyfriend or the husband or the father should have the ability to veto it. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God. Imagine the veto.
They're getting some pushback, though, from businesses, because businesses don't trust that the government is going to pay for these signs. They're worried that they're going to have to pay for this bullshit themselves. There's going to be some stupid mandate. It's like, you got to put that sign up. We're not going to pay for it.
So an inspector's going to come through a building and be like, hey, you're supposed to have 17 non-abortion signs in your shitter.
Yeah. The hell with the rats doing a chorus line across the dining room table. Fuck that. You better have that sign in the bathroom.
The rats are like, God, I hope I get it. I hope I get it.
Well, that rat wouldn't be there. Oh, yeah. That's a gay rat.
I can do that.
Groups representing hospitals and restaurants,
yes,
are among them complaining that the new requirements are an expensive, unfunded mandate.
Right.
This is the fiscally responsible
bullshit.
Republicans, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This doesn't seem like a waste of fucking money.
Jim Hooper, president of the Oklahoma Restaurant Association, said, we don't have any concern about the information they're trying to get out to women about their babies and their pregnancy. This is just the wrong way to do it.
Right. I don't want to pay to have a plaque.
It's another. Yeah. He says it's just another mandate on small businesses. It's not just restaurants. It includes hospitals, nursing homes. It just doesn't make sense.
God damn it, man. And I got a restaurant. I'm setting a mood. I want it to be a date place. I want people to come in, have fun, and not read about abortion.
Nursing home.
Come on.
Bathrooms.
Shut the fuck up. Nobody can have a baby.
Because a lot of 80-year-olds are...
Oh, God.
They don't realize they're pregnant.
Fuck you. Who wants this? Who's saying this?
State Senator A.J. Griffin, sponsor of the bill, says...
You fucking idiot.
You guys are just misreading it.
No, I'm not. You're stupid.
He says, once... This is what they scream about what Nancy Pelosi said there, you know, about Obamacare, where they're like, Nancy Pelosi said, well, we're going to have to pass it first and then we can read it.
Shit.
What she meant was it had to come out of committee. They said, is this going to be part of Obamacare? She's like, we don't know. They're going to have to pass it before we read it, which means all the fighting and niggling that goes on in committee would have to produce with all the amendments and cross outs. Then when they're done, we'll be able to see what the final bill is going to look like. But of course, to the right, that means we don't read this shit.
Right. Fuck it. It takes us a lot less time to approve a fucking bill.
It's so dumb.
See, what the right does, like the tobacco industry will hand them a bill and they'll say, oh, that looks perfect. I'll sign that.
But this guy's using that argument.
Oh, yeah.
To say, well, once the bill goes through the rulemaking process, it'll be, it's a woman, A.J. Griffin. She says it will be made more clear that putting up the signs is going to be voluntary.
Voluntary? Then what's the point?
There is no penalty for not complying or reward for complying. Therefore, compliance is voluntary, not compelled either way. This also must be clarified in the rule and making process, though I intend to change the language in the statute to make this clearer.
Fuck you. God, so let me understand this. If abortion is such a problem that this person thinks we need this signage warning people against it, she doesn't feel strongly enough to make it compulsory? She just wants...
Well, she knows they probably can't.
But doesn't that show us how stupid it is in the first place? She's letting people do it. Whether
and then the rest of this Humanity of the Unborn Child Act. I mean, let's just think of that title.
All right.
According, I'm reading from Pathos here, the Friendly Atheist blog.
Right.
It says, it's still an incredibly disturbing piece of legislation. It requires all information regarding unwanted pregnancy produced by the state's Department of Health.
Yes.
Must be aimed at, quote, the purpose of achieving an abortion-free society, unquote.
Whoa.
And must, quote, consistently teach that abortion kills a living human being.
That's what this sign has to say in my...
No. This is the non-sign part.
Oh, okay.
This just means anything produced by the state regarding pregnancy.
Yeah, yeah. Has to say all this shit.
Has to be for the purpose of achieving an abortion-free society. So they can't say, hey, here's the address of Planned Parenthood.
Right, right.
Here's the address of the two abortion clinics in the whole goddamn state or whatever. Right. They won't. You'll never see that.
There's no help for you. No one's going to help you. God, how shitty. How compassionate.
They tried last year to outlaw it again, which just totally outlaw it. And Fallon actually vetoed that one, knowing, strangely, in a rare light going off in her tiny little brain, knew that it would cost the state too much money and they would lose.
Right.
By the way, that 20-week one that Kasich signed in 20-week ban after 20 weeks in Ohio, a lot of experts are saying that's almost worse because it's on the fence and it might make it to the Supreme Court.
Oh, shit.
Which, if it gets there after Trump puts in some heinous Christo moolah.
Right.
Could be a torpedo into the side. The 6-week one was so blatantly, ridiculously unconstitutional, given Roe, that it wouldn't have gotten that far. Like the next court up would have been like, we can't, you know, it's blatantly unconstitutional. But this one is so on the fence that they think it might get to the Supreme Court.
Is there an elective official in Oklahoma?
No.
Doing anything?
I'm going to answer before you finish.
This bullshit. No. They don't do anything in Oklahoma but fucking bullshit. Eyes start to glaze over when you listen to all this bullshit they're up to. But nobody's like doing anything.
Keep fracking.
God damn. They don't do anything for their citizens. Protect them from abortion. That's what they do. Fuck off.
From making their own choices.
Jeez.
They also have a 72-hour waiting period. Women seeking abortions must undergo counseling.
Oh, God. And that's a pleasure.
Aimed at convincing them to not have one.
Shit. That's so evil.
And after all that bullshit, 55% of the women of the state live in counties without an abortion clinic. And let's not forget that 72-hour waiting period.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So any woman
get a vacation
who lives somewhere has to drive, wait 72 hours, be sat down and lectured by some ridiculous Christian.
Yeah.
Who's, you're killing your baby. You're killing your baby. You're killing your baby.
My God. This is so shitty, man. It's like, it's the worst vacation ever. I got to spend 3 days at a Planned Parenthood waiting. And you know, some people sleep in their fucking car. You know, they camp and shit like that. Yeah. Oh God, how horrible is this?
But
sleeping in your car waiting to get an abortion.
So there you go. That's what's going on.
Damn it.
In the lovely state of Oklahoma.
God, George Soros should just every week call up these abortion clinics. They're not abortion clinics. They even got me fucked up. Call up these Planned Parenthoods in the middle of nowhere and say, who do you got coming in this week? Okay, give me their information. He just calls them up and say, hey, I'm getting you a fancy abortion. You don't have to spend 4 days in Boise, Idaho.
We're delivering.
Yeah, we're coming to get it right now. Don't move. It's been done. It's taken care of. We're that good.
We're going to deliver your abortion by drone.
George Soros is that good.
At Amazon. CrabDiving.com/Amazon.
It sounds like something Alex Jones would say. George Soros is so good at abortion. He'll do it. You wouldn't know what happened.
There's an abortion fitting that's going to go on the Amazon drones. Lay in your front yard with your legs open. Then it drops off an Egg McMuffin for you.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of good news before we leave here. We got to bail this Faithless Friday. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, every goddamn weekday next week.
Yay.
iTunes, Stitcher, and crabdiving.com. Good news here in Florida.
Yes.
After bad news.
Okay.
The atheist-themed banner.
Okay.
In Boca Raton.
I love it.
That says, Happy Winter Solstice.
Yes.
Solstice from the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Ha, ha, ha.
At this season, the winter solstice, we celebrate the birth of the unconquered sun, the true reason for the season.
Yeah.
As Americans, favorite. Let us honor the birth of our Bill of Rights.
Oh, our unconquered sun, an actual sun.
S-U-N.
Okay.
Which reminds us there can be no freedom of religion without having freedom from religion in government.
Hear, hear.
A few days ago, the banner, which is, by the way, next to a giant satanic pentagram, was vandalized by someone who spray painted over the whole thing.
Come on,
a loving, warm Christian.
You fucking assholes. You ruined the pentagram.
The FFRF is offering a $2,000 reward to anyone with information leading to the arrest and conviction of the vandal.
Let's fuck him up.
But the display is back up.
Okay.
A couple of days later.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, Satan.
And hopefully it will not be vandalized again.
So better not be.
And by the way, most of these organizations, I'm sure, the atheists and the Satanists would rather not be there. They'd rather not have their stupid fucking banner there.
Of course not.
They just don't want the government
shoving
the Christo banners down everyone's gullets.
Oh. Wallets. You said wallets?
I said gullet.
Oh, gullet.
Thanks for joining us this Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m., blah, 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 blah. Don't forget all of our social media. Ryan's doing some comedy down here in the Panhandle area.
Yes.
He's going to be in Pensacola. He's going to be in Fort Walton. He's going to be in Mobile, Alabama. Go to RatedRComedy.com for his schedule. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy or go to his Instagram, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.